This Saturday, the Washington County Historical Society will present the program When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again, 150 years since the end of the Civil War and the return of our 123rd Regiment in Salem, New York. Joining us this morning to tell us more, we welcome Pat Niles, retired high school history teacher from Salem, who is a Washington County Historical Society board member and is scheduled to be the next president of the organization. Pat, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Also joining us is Mike Russert, who is a retired teacher from Hoosick Falls Central. He is an expert on local history with a particular interest in the 123rd Regiment from Washington County. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Wonderful to have you here. He will be a speaker at the event on the 26th, which is Saturday. Debbie Craig is with us, too. She's a board member and former president of the society. She is currently the event coordinator for When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again and chairperson of the programming committee. And Debbie, it's very nice to have you here as well.
Thank you. It's nice to be here, Joe.
Thank you very much for being with us. So let us begin with you, Debbie, of why this is a big deal, how this event came to be.
This event came to be because Salem was beginning a program where they were going to be celebrating the 123rd, and they asked us if we'd like to get involved. We do a history fair every 2 years, and we decided that Salem would be the perfect location for it this year.
So when it comes to a history fair, then you figure out what it is that you want to talk about, what it is that you want to spotlight.
Exactly. It's kind of like planning a wedding. You start with picking out who you want to have for speakers, and we wanted to do a lot of programs that would encourage children to come with their families.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to Grant Cottage and found several speakers because that's their specialty, is the Civil War, and we also drew from local people like Mike. And so that's how we got started, and it was easy this year because of it being the 150th year of the end of the Civil War.
So, Pat, tell us a little bit about that. What goes into that process of getting that list and putting everybody in the right place?
Well, that's more of Debbie than me.
Okay.
I'm doing a lot of legwork for Deb, and we are doing some preliminary work. We're going into Salem tomorrow and do some work on Abraham Lincoln beforehand, and then we have a Lincoln impersonator coming in on Friday, which we'll spend the day and do that as well. And then we will organize and try to get things together so that it goes off without a hitch.
We were very fortunate to get a grant from LARAC, the Lower Adirondack Regional Arts Council, to bring Phil Jessen in on Friday to Salem School. He's going to portray Abraham Lincoln, and he will be doing a program for the 4th and 5th and 6th graders, as well as the juniors and some of the 8th grade classes, to get them excited about coming back with their parents to the History Fair on Saturday. And again, we're very grateful to LARAC for this opportunity. They're also paying for the 77th Regimental Balladeers will be doing a concert at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon in the historic Salem Courthouse, which is right across from the Salem Central School, where most of the activities are going to be held.
So let's talk about the 123rd Regiment. Mike Russert, as I mentioned, is a retired teacher and certainly an expert on local history, and when it comes to the 123rd Regiment, knows an awful lot about that regiment from Washington County. What is it important for us to know about the formation of that regiment?
Well, in 1862, Lincoln called for 300,000 more soldiers, and they divided the state up into congressional districts, and Washington County was assigned raising a regiment, which was approximately 1,000 men. And it took them about a month and a half to raise 1,000 men. And they left from Washington County. They went to Washington. For these men, this was a very different thing in their life. Most 60-some percent of them were farmers.
Hmm.
Probably never traveled more than 15 miles from their home. They went to New York City, where they crossed the Susquehanna River in a boat that carried the entire train. So this must have been remarkable for them.
Absolutely.
They ended up with the Army of the Potomac, where they fought at Chancellorsville and Gettysburg. And then they were transferred to the Western Theater, which was the Atlanta campaign. So they fought with Sherman through the Atlanta campaign and then marched to the sea. So this was really quite a remarkable thing for these men.
How many?
Well, the regiment had recruited about 940 men left.
But how many
but
from Washington County?
All of them. By
wow.
the time the war ended, about 1,400 had served with the regiment.
Wow. And then this is from all reaches of the county.
Yes. Yes. Every township was assigned a company of 100 men.
And the return, I'm sorry, how many returned?
How many total?
Yeah.
Probably about 800 men returned.
About 800 men returned.
Yes. A large number of them died during the war, most of them from diseases. I'm doing some research right now on the winter of 1862 and 63, where 120 of the men either died, deserted, or were discharged because of illnesses.
As I mentioned, the title of this event, When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again, 150 years since the end of the Civil War, and the return of our own 123rd Regiment. How was that return marked in the county?
It was marked by various events through the county. The major one was in July 4th, 1865, in Salem, where they had encamped before they left, where the entire village was decorated. They had speakers, dinners for the soldiers, receptions. The entire village was decorated with banners, and there were 36 women dressed in red, white, and blue dresses, symbolizing the 36 states. So it was quite an event.
Is there any, and I'm trying to think of this, is there any memorial, anything within the county for those men?
Oh, yes. There are historical monuments throughout the county. There are markers showing where the encampment was in Salem. I think one of the most interesting monuments is the group from Hartford just dug a little mound, and they put a urn on top of it, and that was their monument.
Sounds good.
But there are a lot of monuments throughout the entire county. Probably the largest monument to them is the one at Gettysburg on Culp's Hill, where they fought.
Are all the names there?
No, just the monument itself, which is probably one of the most striking monuments in the park. It's a representation of Cleo, the muse of history, recording the history of the regiment on her tablets. It doesn't tell the name of any of them on the monument, but it tells where they fought throughout the war.
When you have an event like this, Pat, ultimately what do you hope that people get out of it?
We want to bring history back to people in the local area. We want the adults to learn something about the Civil War. And we're hoping to reach the kids as well. Our mission is to preserve and educate as much history as we can in the culture of Washington County. So this event is a real good event to do that. The Civil War, I do a lot of work on the American Revolution and the French and Indian. Mm-hmm. But the Civil War is different to a lot of people. They can actually see the pictures and the dialogues, and it's very close to people. People have relatives that, through oral history, that are not that far from them, which is quite interesting.
So you're a retired history teacher. How much is taught in the schools in Washington County, in your classroom, even when you were teaching, about the local history, about of making that link between where these kids are growing up and what happened 100, 200 years ago?
I think it's difficult today to do that, and that's one of the things that we're hoping to do, is to bring local history back. I think with Common Core, and I'm not being critical of it, I know they have to be on a schedule to teach a certain time. My son called me the other day, he's a history teacher in Fort Plain, And he's teaching American history for the first time and said, Dad, how much time can I spend on the French and Indian? How much time can I spend on the American Revolution? And we went through, you know, unfortunately days to get a certain amount of time in so that the kids can retain what they need to know. It's I don't want to get off on that.
But no, I understand. But it is something that is there. So you have events like this that try to fill in some of the blanks to bring kids in to show what's going on.
That's our thought. We're going to try to reach out as much as we possibly can to bring local history back into some of the schools and make it easy for the teachers. They have a tough road to hoe today, and as much as we can do for them, we're going to try.
All right. So, Debbie, we have about 2 or 3 minutes left. Why don't you bring us through what will be happening on Saturday? Because this is what I've noticed. You have a lot going on.
We do. We have 22 exhibits that will be in the big gym at Salem School. Many of the town historians and town historical societies in the county are going to have 123rd materials from their particular towns. And also we're going to have 9 different speakers on things like Civil War and baseball. We're going to have a reenactor who portrays the bodyguard who took care of Ulysses S. Grant when he was in Wilton. Mike is going to do a talk with Heavy Hearts and Teary Eyes, the Civil War Odyssey, another program on Civil War quilts, children's games, DNA and genealogy, women as spies in the Civil War, and what it was like to be a Civil War soldier, as well as these exhibits. And then in the courthouse, we have a remarkable exhibit of Civil War memorabilia that belongs to people from around the county that have donated it to be used since around the 4th of July when the 23rd came up from the Georgia area. There's a group of reenactors down there who portray the 123rd because they were the Georgia regiment, but they didn't have anybody to fight with because the men that they had fought with were from New York. So they formed their own version of the 123rd. In fact, right now they're building a monument to our 123rd in Georgia. They've already built the Georgia monument. Now they're building one to the guys of the 123rd from Washington County. And so we're going to have some things, photographs of them and so forth there as well. And then our culminating activity will be the 77th Regimental Balladeers Concert. As I said before, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the courthouse. So there's going to be things for people of all ages. It's going to be a fun day. Stewards will be on site with food, so you don't even have to leave. And I think it's going to be a great day, and we hope to have a lot of folks come.
Should be beautiful weather as well. It's WCHS, which is Washington County Historical Society, WCHS-NY.org for more information. WCHS-NY.org for more information. When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again, 150 years since the end of the Civil War and the return of our own 123rd Regiment, taking place in Salem, New York, this Saturday. Debbie and Mike and Pat, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. A great pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you very much for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.